You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. 216-578-0850 is the way to call us up today here if you want to get on board the show with us. Also, tweet us using the hashtag AskCBD, as many of you already are doing, which is lovely to see. We're certainly very thankful for that. Today is Wednesday. The Browns kick off the preseason tomorrow. The regular season just around the corner, and there is no better time than right now to get Browns game single game tickets. They're available now at clevelandbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. It's your chance to secure tickets to all 2015 Cleveland Browns home games this season, including key matchups against the Broncos, 49ers, Bengals, Ravens, Steelers, and the home opener against the Titans. Tickets will go fast, so secure your tickets today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or the Browns mobile app right now. Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm with you. As I said, some people touring the new renovations at First Energy Stadium, and it does look fantastic, and people will also see some nice-looking billboards of two fine fellows, if I do say so.
That do a little bit of radio here in Cleveland.
Yes, yes, you and I out there. We've got some signage, which is nice to see. So one of the quotes that came across the wire yesterday, and we'll hear Joe Thomas's full thing later today around 2:30, is this. When he's talking about Johnny Manziel, he said, if he goes and wins games and flips off the commissioner, he might be the most popular guy in the NFL. I love that quote for so many reasons.
I do, too. And I think I find it very ironic that, 5 months ago, we read comments about that Joe Thomas had made at one point or another, I believe with Tony Grossi on ESPNCleveland.com, talking about that Johnny needs to prove so many things to us. He needs to build that trust. He needs to become a pro. And we questioned his comments from a timeliness standpoint, as Joe Thomas, the face of this franchise. And for him to come back just goes to show, as a former player, how comfortable Joe Thomas and Johnny Manziel now are, and how comfortable Joe Thomas is to make those comments and the belief that has been built in him based on the first 11 or 12 days of training camp and what he has seen in the locker room and what he has seen out on the practice field.
Let's not forget it was the Washington Redskins preseason game, Monday Night Football, when Johnny Manziel flipped off the Washington Redskins. It was caught on camera. That obviously won't happen as that's not going to happen in the future. I don't see happening again.
When this proverbial bird is being flipped to Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the National Football League, is there a fine that's going to come and be associated with that?
I think that there would be so many people around the league that would pay. Robert Kraft would probably pay that fine.
Tom Brady would probably pay that fine.
Tom Brady.
Adrian Peterson might have a little share in that fine as well.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot. I think there are a lot of people that would like to step up. That's why he's already saying that he'd be the most popular guy in the NFL. 216-578-0850. That's the way to join us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford. Gibbs is just walking. Gibbs, what are you doing in here? Walking around, making things happen? He's Jason Gibbs, folks. He gets it. He gets it all done.
He's usually doing this from the Galleria Studios when he walks around and he's.
I know. It's so nice having you. Seeing your face.
Yeah. Thanks. It's good to be out here.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's good. The weather's perfect.
Yes.
It's not 90 degrees. It's going to be 90 when we go to Rochester next week. If you've seen that forecast yet.
I'll hopefully have a bucket hat by then.
You still don't have a bucket hat?
No.
Where's Melon?
Where's Melon?
Do you want a bucket hat?
Sure.
So I don't think that's too hard. I don't think that's hard to figure out. I think
clearly it is if he doesn't have one yet.
Well, has he asked anybody for one?
No, but shouldn't they offer me one?
Oh, God.
Free Willy.
Just kiss the ring.
I don't need to kiss the ring. I've already done it once.
Kiss the crystal ball over there that Wilhelm has.
I will.
Free Willy.
Yes. You rub it, you actually get many wishes.
Who are you guys looking forward to seeing the most on this Washington Redskins team?
DeSean Jackson's not going to play.
Correct.
And I think in this first preseason football game, his role would be minute. They might take one shot down the field and then call it a day for him, on 10 or 12 snaps. I think a lot of the focus for us here in Cleveland is going to be on the quarterback position. I believe a lot of the focus there in Washington will be on the quarterback position as well. You've got RG3. And what role he'll play. Is he going to be their starter? What that offense will look like with RG3. And then we know very well, you got Colt McCoy and Kirk Cousins essentially competing to either be the backup or be the starter. You know, they're in a similar situation, I would say, to us. You know, if so many people are in love and enamored with what Connor Shaw has done, Thad Lewis and his experience, do we keep three quarterbacks? Do we not? So they've got a finicky situation at quarterback, and I want to see how they're used and who plays how much in that football game.
I want to see Pierre Garçon. I like seeing him always. And I want to see RG3 because it's been years. Has he put it behind him? And the real thing I want to see is Alfred Morris running right into Danny Shelton and getting squashed like a grape. I want to see this run defense have an answer for Alfred Morris.
I want to see Shrimpy Colt McCoy. But, like, outside of that, I don't
– You remember
– Here's the thing. Matt and I were just talking about it during the commercial break. And Matt said – actually, it was before the show started. We were talking about the Redskins and – You know, should we get some guests on from there? This is the only time we're going to see him. Like, I'm not even caring what the Washington Redskins look like. I want to see what we're doing to Washington.
Right.
I want to see, you know, it kills me that we're only going to see a quarter of I'm all about the starters playing. I'm the only
one. But you can't get him hurt.
I get it. But come on, man. I got to see something. We talk about young guys needing reps. I feel like the offense needs reps. The defense needs reps to gel together.
They're going to. That's what the third preseason game's for.
Yeah, but I don't.
It's risk mitigation. You're not putting assets out there that you're hoping to be valuable to you.
I think they should
you.
Be going full blast all the time.
So you think they shouldn't even, the preseason should be starters four quarters,
games. At least give me a half. Like the first quarter. If you play one series, that doesn't do anything for me.
But how about play more than that? How about the strategy of okay, so you know McCown is your starter. He plays a half, but would you be okay with having a 60% of your starters out there, where you get Thomas out after a series or two, you get Bowie or Cam Irving there, so you're still getting a solid look at who's going to contribute.
Not only that, but you're getting some of the backups in that, God forbid, have to play. You know, taking nothing away from the backups, but the backups are getting time with some of the ones.
Sure.
I like that plan.
Right.
Where you're phasing guys out. That's fine. I just feel like, if they have a 14-play drive to start the game, you're not going to see the starters again on offense the rest of the night.
No.
And what have you accomplished?
They just had 14 plays.
14 Which plays? They got to get into a rhythm? That's good.
14 plays. Like, that's it. You got to get – come on.
You build it. You do that the first one. The second one you play about a half. The third one you play three quarters. Then you shut it down and you get ready to open the season week one.
God, does that fourth game just suck.
What do you mean? That was the Brian Hoyer people were like, that was Brian Hoyer's game in Chicago.
Yeah, but he had Josh Gordon he was throwing
last
to.
Last year it was Isaiah Crowell's game. There's something to find there in that.
No, field. There's not.
Who knows?
For this team now, I don't think there's going to be much to find.
I would agree with that.
Because of the competition that we've added to this roster and how difficult. Like, your one question the other day, what undrafted free agent – or I'm sorry, what rookie that was not drafted has the best chance to make the team? EJ Bibbs is about the only guy that I would feel comfortable making that team, and it's not even for sure the 53.
That's Bibbtastic.
Bibbs, what about Lenz?
Lenz is not a rookie.
Yeah. I'm going to call it right now. Lenz, 0% chance of making this team.
You're out of your mind.
Zero.
No way.
Zero.
Am I betting you now?
Fine.
Now does that count
want.
The practice squad?
Have you paid up your bet? Have you paid up your Arby's bet to Kevin Jones?
No, we have a double.
You better watch out.
Going
he's gonna
PGA.
We have a double or nothing.
PGA.
Currently, he's failing at that, so we're gonna be.
What is the double?
What is the double or nothing? You're not at liberty to discuss on the air.
No, that will end up with Kevin Jones in meetings.
Come on, man.
Nope.
0%. He has 0% chance to make the 53-man roster.
Josh Lenz.
Yes. I agree with that.
I think he's got a good shot to make the practice squad, and I'd love to see him on the practice squad. I'm talking about the 53-man roster. I'll take it one step farther. Even if the Browns go crazy and they decide that we're going to count Marlon Moore as a receiver, and let's say they keep 8 receivers, Josh Lenz still has a 0% chance.
No way. I think Josh Lenz is
– What percent
if
chance?
Josh Lenz goes out and does – in one or two of the games, what he did so far in training camp.
You know where his percent's going to be
53.
Still? You know where? Zero. That's where it is.
No way.
Okay.
I'm not buying it.
Dwayne Bowe, Brian Hartline, Andrew Hawkins,
hey,
Taylor
when's
Gabriel.
When's Dwayne going to come back?
Vince Maley. Hopefully soon.
Probably week three of the preseason when they'll
There's
actually
five.
Play.
That's five. Travis Benjamin is playing great.
Yes, he is.
He's going to make this team.
Terrell Pryor.
Marlon Moore, special teams ace. number two, and then finally Terrell Pryor, who could be the guy that in a year or half a year becomes a significant contributor. He's a freak.
Can Josh you Lenz put Terrell Pryor on this team and make him a project?
I don't think so.
Out of 53 people, you're telling me you're going to devote one spot on that 53-man roster?
Why does he doesn't need to be up. He doesn't need to be up until he's ready to be up.
But you're telling me you're basically saying we're going to redshirt a guy on the 53-man roster.
You're saying that you want to see him develop. Now, the other wrinkle is, what if they come up with a creative way to use him on special teams where he can actually be an asset to this team?
Sure, but I think
but he's got to learn how to
when
play
you
special
keep
teams.
When you keep Pryor, when you keep Pryor and he's not up and he's this project, what I believe you do, and we saw what happened last year to the defensive line, we saw what happened last year to the offensive line, is I believe you compromise another position group by adding that extra spot that's going to be used by Terrell Pryor.
But, and you can do that, and you can also do that and know that you keep a lot of guys behind whatever that spot is that's compromised
on
the practice squad. So you have them here, and if you ever get to the point where it is you've got to make that move, if Pryor is worthy at that point, make that move, or if somebody else can go, that you can do that.
Practice squad is 11 now, right? It went from 8 to 11?
I think it's 10.
Is it 10?
Okay.
I don't know how. Terrell Pryor doesn't get it, and I want to see Terrell Pryor as much as anybody. I want to see what the
we
kid
won't
can
see
do.
Him on. We won't see him tomorrow night, which hurts his chance.
I don't. If you don't see him next week,
if I don't see him in Rochester Monday, Tuesday.
Well, if you don't practice Tuesday, you're not playing Thursday.
Right.
Mike Pettine rule.
It is a Pettine
good.
Rule. And it's a good rule.
It's a good rule.
You don't
do the walkthrough Friday. You don't dress for games on Sunday unless you're Joe Thomas. In most cases, and every team's got two of those guys.
I don't know how you can justify keeping a guy just strictly on development when you only have 53
Well, you've
got
to believe that he can help you now and in the future, and you're willing to bet on that upside. But my point is, going back to the original thing, Josh Lenz is competing for a practice squad spot.
Yes.
Josh Lenz is competing.
Josh Lenz has already made the practice squad.
Or Josh Lenz is competing to make somebody else's
bigger and better thing.
53-man roster.
Yeah, I don't know if he could. I don't know if the Browns are going to sneak him through if he has a good preseason. Like, if he plays well in preseason games.
But you'd be surprised. Then the team that has to take him is in the same situation as the Browns. If he has a 0% chance to make the Browns as a playmaker at wide receiver, you think another team's going to sign him off of our practice squad to their active roster? Because that's what has to happen. Well, he can't go practice squad to practice squad. He's got to go practice squad to active.
Someone has a spot.
Listen.
There's a spot for that guy.
There's a guy that Andy Benoit was just with the Minnesota Vikings, and he said that will clearly be the number one receiver in Minnesota
who
was signed off of our practice squad.
That's
just so you go.
What I'm talking about.
And I will tell you this, Josh Lenz is no Charles Johnson.
Well, yeah, he's about 8 inches shorter.
Yeah, 6'2", 215, random good
but
speed.
But Nathan, to go back to pre-training camp, did we not on multiple days talk about who's going to be that camp hero? Who's going to be the fan favorite, you know, that's going to get – you know, that's going to jump off the screen. Every camp and in every franchise has that guy or guys. And ultimately, Josh Lenz is the guy that Hard Knocks builds a story around and then ultimately makes that walk up to Coach Pettine or Ray Farmer's office and gets his walking papers.
Josh Lenz will be here.
0%.
I remember. Who was it the other day? We were watching.
So what are we betting? What are we betting?
What do you want?
Not Arby's.
Why not? Because Kevin Jones is.
Because I know
not
my, I know my,
me.
My co-host Nathan wouldn't want Arby's.
That's absurd.
Arby's is great.
Taco Bell.
Arby's is great.
A Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Now you're cooking with gas.
$25 order over here.
Now you're cooking with gas easily. $25. That's like an appetizer. Now you're cooking. All right.
I could store some Taco Bell.
A Taco
not
Bell
eat,
dinner.
Store.
A Taco Bell dinner.
All right.
Okay. All right.
You can get whatever you want.
I will. Oh,
if
I will.
You want the left side of the menu, I will buy you the left side of the menu. But
I don't
Josh
want that.
Lenz
I know exactly what
I'm
going to offer. Of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
It's great. This is great.
And worst comes to worst, I get a meal out of Taco
Bell. Does it have to be bought after 10 p.m.?
Can be to be determined.
Could be on the road.
Okay.
Could be to be determined.
Could be a late night snack on the road.
That's what I mean.
$25
worth of Taco Bell at 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
Listen,
probably not going to happen.
You have, all right, right
why
now,
not?
Right now, you got JJ at Golden Main 02. He's on your side. I'm with Gibbs. If Lenz tears up preseason, he'll be signed, and he's
Thank
comparing
you.
Him to Victor Cruz. Listen, all of these things are possible. Victor Cruz did come out of nowhere, was a nobody. Tom Coughlin, in fact, after that preseason game that he first blew up in, didn't even know who he was, and he was the head coach of the team. However, I'm just saying that I like Lenz. I hope that he's here. I hope he's on our practice squad. I hope he gets to stay here. I think he's got some potential.
So we were all talking about it the other day.
But he's not making the 53 of this team.
Lenz was tearing it up, and Tom Reed from the Blaine Dealer turns around, looks at me, and he goes, "There's always one. There's always one, Mr. Training Camp." And I said, "I go, what do you mean?" He goes, "Who was the wide receiver last year?"
Willie Snead. I was just about
no.
to say.
Alexander? Or
for us?
Yeah.
The guy, Willie Snead.
No. Last year, the wide receiver began with an A. Where's the media guy? He came from like Philly. He was a veteran. He was
from Washington. Anthony Armstrong.
That's it. He goes, "That's this year's Anthony Armstrong."
Yeah, but that's
he goes
Anthony
a year
Armstrong.
Ago. We were
where
talking
did
about Anthony
Armstrong
making
end up?
This team.
Nowhere.
Where? Okay.
And where's Anthony Armstrong? Couldn't catch the ball.
Where did Willie
Josh
Snead
Lenz
end up?
The ball.
Willie Snead was the media darling. Don't you remember this last year?
Was
out of Ball
hair?
State, he had the big hair.
It was the big hair.
Yeah.
No, Anthony Armstrong.
Glad I wasn't here for camp.
Anthony Armstrong was a veteran, though. Anthony Armstrong was an aged veteran who had averaged 19 yards a catch in Kyle Shanahan's system in Washington.
What does it say?
And that, a fine man.
By the way, what does it say where we are 1 year later? I mean, those guys, we would have never even talked. Like, we're talking about, clearly the receiving corps has been upgraded.
Yeah.
If we're talking about Josh Lenz, who's had a good – tell me he's not had a good training camp.
He's had a good training camp.
All right.
Do you remember Hard Knocks? You remember the Dolphins one? Well, they have a wide receiver. I believe his name was Chris Hogan that they called 7-11 because he was always open and everybody was jocking him, this, that, and whatever. He didn't make that team.
Something is to be said as well.
I eat a lot of Taco Bell.
Josh Lenz getting reps versus Kwan, Joe Hayden, and Tremont Williams consistently here in Berea?
No. And we've got to see. Now, I have been impressed. Now, here's another one. I'll take Taco Bell bets with all of you, by the way. Ryan Conley, JJ, anybody. We could even make it a barrio bet. We could go there and have some tequila.
I do like tequila. I've got a great.
All right, let's make it. Can we make it a barrio?
We'll talk about during the break.
Okay. Give me your address and send a gift card.
Let's go. He says, Ryan Conley says, Coach Pett is an honest man and says the best 52 will make the roster. If Lenz plays this way going forward, he has to make it.
That's what I'm talking about. Join the Lenz bandwagon. Plenty of room. There's lots of haters.
This is why there's an electoral college.
Mind you, we're talking about a guy that might have 10 receptions in the entire season.
We have moved from number 7 to number 17.
I hope
onward and upward, my friend.
Oh, my God.
The best 17 since Braylon.
He makes a 53. I will go back and buy a jersey. I'll wear it with jorts.
Custom.
Maybe to game one in New York.
Elite 51.
Maybe you will. All right. When we come back, we're going to hear from the quarterback coach of your Cleveland Browns, Kevin O'Connell, on Josh McCown, the development of Johnny Manziel. It's coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. If there are boundaries, I will try.